Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
One of my new hires asked me something 2 weeks ago that I could not answer in the moment.
Go on.
She's 6 weeks in, super sharp, and she sat down in our one-on-one and said, Ava, honestly, if AI does the research, drafts the RFP responses, handles the standard demos, and now apparently negotiates quotes, what am I actually for?
That's a hell of a question from a six-week hire.
And I sat there. I had nothing. I gave her some vague thing about strategic value, and I could see her nodding politely. I went home that night, and it ate at me.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. Every idea, 5 minutes. Today, the question every SE leader is going to get asked this year, and the answer I finally landed on.
Okay, a week later, what did you come back with?
I made a list, not of tasks, of moments. The moments where a human SE still wins the deal, and the moments where, honestly, the AI probably does a better job.
Walk me through the human wins list.
There are really just four of them. First, when the decision is career risky for the buyer. Someone's reputation is on the line. They want another human in the room they can read, not a chatbot that sounds confident about everything.
Yes, nobody gets fired for picking the option their SE personally looked them in the eye and said would work.
Exactly. Second, when the stakeholder dynamics are messy, when there's a champion and a skeptic and a budget holder who doesn't want to be there, an LLM can't read a room. An experienced SE absolutely can.
Third?
Regulated industries. Anywhere the answer to can it do X is, it depends on your jurisdiction, your compliance posture, and three things I'd need to ask your legal team. AI tends to answer those with false confidence. Humans know to slow down.
And the fourth?
Strategic renewals. When the buyer already owns you and the question isn't which product, it's do we deepen this relationship or quietly start looking elsewhere? That's pure relational work. No AI in the world is closing that.
Okay, look, I want to poke at this because I've heard this framing before and I think there's a risk in it.
Go.
If you tell your new hire you're for the hard moments, what do you think she hears?
That most of her day is going to be low value.
Right. You've accidentally told her the majority of her work is redundant and she only matters in edge cases. That's not inspiring. That's a roadmap to burnout.
Yeah, fair. So what would you have told her?
I'd have flipped it. The job isn't be present for the hard moments. The job is figure out which moments in your deals are the hard ones and deliberately reallocate your time toward them. That's a skill. It's judgment. It's the thing AI can't do for you.
Oh, that's good. So the human value isn't being at the hard moments. It's having the judgment to find them.
And then being there when you do.
So here's the move. This week, take your current deals and force rank them, not by deal size, by which of these has a human critical moment coming and when. Put your team's time there on purpose. Pull them off the rest.
And if you've got a new hire asking this question, give them the answer directly. Don't wing it. They're asking because they want to know their work matters. Quite reasonable.
I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.